This is Twit.
After the Pixelbook, the Max,
the Home, the Mini.
It was the Pixel 2.
It's the phone.
It's the phone.
And rumors were correct, although I didn't see any of the rumored images with the orange button.
You didn't?
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh,
I believe that was the original
Maybe I just didn't
Evan
believe
Blast.
It. Evan Blass knew.
Yes.
Ev Leaks knew that it was going to have a colored on-off switch. It's not a Google Assistant button. It's just an on-off switch. And there are, depending on your configuration, there are different colors, but they're not all colors are available in all configurations, as we learned when we tried to order.
It appears the kind of blue is possibly a Verizon exclusive, not available for unlocked models.
Wasn't that the case last year as well? I think it was.
No, last year the blue one, I believe, only came in 32 gigabytes.
Oh, that was the limitation. Yeah.
Launch?
So this, no 32 gig version, it's either 64 or 128, right?
I appreciate.
Yep. You have the big one, which is a 6-inch, 18:9 aspect ratio, quad HD screen, OLED, P-OLED screen, or you can get an LCD screen in a 5-inch model. Hardware inside is the same on both, Snapdragon 835 processors, the same camera, 12-megapixel shooter, a single lens camera, unlike Samsung, unlike Apple, unlike LG, but Google says we don't need two lenses because every time you take a picture, many frames will be shot in a variety of different lighting and focus ranges. And I thought all of a sudden I ran out of storage.
No.
That's just the ad. Okay, good. They can do computationally. They seem to think the same thing that Apple's doing with two lenses with a single lens. Of course, we'll wait and see. But they did proudly trumpet the fact that DxOMark has given them now the highest score ever, a 98, beating the 94 that both the iPhone 8 and the Note 8 achieved. I think once you get past a certain point, all these cameras are good. They're all good.
They are.
I'm curious to see what Google's doing. Of course, both Flo and I immediately ordered Pixel 2 phone.
I got a smaller one this year.
Good.
Because I got the XL last year. I decided to go smaller this year.
It's funny. I did the other thing last year. I got the smaller one and I regretted it. And eventually,
oh, really? I hope I don't
one.
Regret it because I have to give up my XL.
Yeah, I like the idea of a smaller phone. I'm not against
it. I kind of miss it.
But I find myself looking at the screen at about 3 inches from my nose because it's small.
It's true.
So, I don't know. We'll see. You can report back. Both phones will offer this squeeze feature that HTC first delivered in its Ultra U11,
right,
where you squeeze it to launch Google Assistant. It says it will notice the difference between an accidental and an intentional squeeze.
We'll see about that.
And one of the demos they did on stage, which I thought was really impressive, was she squeezed the phone, said, take a smiley. It immediately went to a selfie. Or a smiley. I'm going to call them smileys from now on. Take a selfie, and it immediately went to 3, 2, 1.
It was quick.
It was the fastest selfie I've ever seen. She's
quick.
Like, squeeze, take a selfie, boom.
Just as quick as double pressing the power button.
I think that could be good, and I think if they continue to beef up Assistant, that may be something you want to launch all the time.
Show your friends what your Assistant can do.
Yeah. They're keeping up, of course, with the unlimited photo storage offer that all Pixel phones had last year.
I certainly hope so.
That's a must because you do take a lot of photos.
Because I need it. Yeah.